Rabbit, rabbit, well, welcome to a new month and the beginning of meteorological spring. March is coming in like a lion with the threat for strong to severe weather and a flood watch being issued for the western Mohawk Valley, southern Adirondacks, and Lake George and Saratoga region tonight through Friday morning. A potent cold front will cross the region with showers and thunderstorms, and some of those storms could be on the strong to severe side with gusty, damaging winds being the primary threat. The Storm Prediction Center has included part of our region under a marginal risk for severe weather today. More on that in a minute. Winds will pick up throughout the day, especially in the wake of the front as it passes later in the day. The front will move through. Wind bring a change from rain to snow showers for some areas, with some minor accumulations possible, especially around the southern Adirondacks and Greens. It'll be windy and much cooler tomorrow. In fact, the wind could gust to near 40 miles an hour in some areas. Cold temps and gusty northwesterly winds means there will be some lake effect snow showers. Could reach into the southern Adirondacks tomorrow as well. Much colder air will settle over the region heading into the weekend with the chance for a little light snow into Friday. However, there isn't a whole lot of agreement between the models as far as which direction this system will travel and how much moisture will actually be along with it. So more on that after our active day today. All right, taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from northeast Mississippi and northern Alabama across parts of Tennessee, Kentucky, southern Ohio, and West Virginia. A slight risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the enhanced risk area from the southeastern states into the mid-Atlantic region and southern New England, and a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms surrounding the slight risk. Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible from the lower Mississippi Valley northeastward across the Tennessee Valley and Appalachians northward into parts of the mid-Atlantic states and southern New England today. Damaging winds are forecast to be the predominant severe hazard. However, a few tornadoes will be possible, especially during the day from the Tennessee Valley into the middle and upper Ohio Valley. Now, east of the Appalachians, from southern New York and New England into the Carolinas and Georgia, over the northern part of this area, several rounds of strong to severe storms may spread eastward across the region before the threat ends with the passage of a cold front. Farther south, the primary convective threat is expected to remain closer to the cold front, where a line of storms is likely to develop and progress eastward and southeastward through the afternoon into the overnight hours. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Some of those storms could be on the strong to severe side, producing gusty winds. A high temperature in the upper 60s, quite windy with southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles an hour in the afternoon, and could gust up over 30 miles an hour from time to time. In Boston, a chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild with a high near 65 degrees. Winds 10 to 15 miles an hour out of the south. West gusting to near 30 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, showers and maybe a thunderstorm early, then a chance of showers. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, a high temperature near 60 degrees, quite windy with a southwest wind 20 to 25 miles an hour and gust possible to near 40 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 39 degrees with a record of 61 set in 1991. Normal minimum temperature is 21 degrees with a record of 9 below zero set in 1948. Sunrise and sunset data for today, March the 1st, sunrise at 6:31 a.m. and sunset will come at 5:45 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. A flood watch is in effect for part of the region from this evening through Friday morning. Showers likely with scattered thunderstorms, and some of those storms may produce gusty winds. Highs in the upper 50s, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, showers likely, scattered thunderstorms also possible, then a chance of rain or snow showers after midnight. Some of the storms again may produce gusty winds during the evening hours. Colder with lows in the upper 20s, and that wind cranking along from 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and showers likely this afternoon. Some storms may produce gusty winds, highs in the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely and scattered thunderstorms in the evening. Some of the storms may produce gusty winds in the evening hours. cooler with lows in the upper 30s and winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to near 25 miles an hour. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, a flood watch remains in effect from this evening through Friday morning for part of the region. Cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and showers likely this afternoon. Some storms may produce gusty winds, highs in the lower 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with rain showers likely and a chance for thunderstorms this evening. Some of the storms may produce gusty winds during the evening hours. Lows near 30 degrees. Winds out of the west 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts to 35 possible. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, cloudy with showers and scattered thunderstorms. Some may produce gusty winds. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely and thunderstorms during the evening. Then a chance of showers overnight. Night cooler with lows in the mid-30s. Winds out of the west 20 to 25 miles an hour, gusting to near 45 miles an hour overnight. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms today, mainly in the afternoon. Some of the storms may produce gusty winds, breezy, highs in the low 60s, winds increasing out of the southwest 20 to 25 miles an hour with gusts to 35 possible this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely in the evening along with some thunderstorms possible. Some of those storms may produce more gusty winds. Lower 30s will be the overnight lows. Winds 20 to 25 miles an hour could gust to near 45 miles an hour. Your extended forecast region-wide, mostly sunny and windy for Thursday. Highs in the 30s to low 40s. Mostly cloudy and colder with a chance of snow on Friday with highs in the 20s to mid 30s. Mostly sunny and cold for Saturday. Highs in the 20s to near 30 degrees. Partly sunny, milder on Sunday. Upper 30s and low 40s. Partly sunny Monday, highs in the 40s to near 50s. Partly sunny with a chance of showers Tuesday with a high in the 40s to near 50 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.